Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Podcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 103, I'll read verses 1 through 5 and verse 12. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. For who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And down in verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. We're going to talk today about one of the sweetest promises in the Bible. I don't know how to rank the importance of truth, but if I were to rank it somehow, I believe the topic of today would be near the top. There are really only two kinds of people in the world: lost sinners and saved sinners. There's no doubt about it, because we are all sinners. We are conceived in sin, we are born in sin, and we are sinners by nature. There is not one of us who deserves to be forgiven by God. Matter of fact, John 3:18 says that we have all come under the condemnation. We've been found guilty, tried, and the judge has placed an opinion and sentenced us to death. But God gives something called forgiveness. What a promise. We have all personally broken God's laws. But because we have willfully broken God's laws and deserve to be punished for eternity in hell, God made forgiveness available for all men. Forgiveness is not a free pass to do wrong. What is forgiveness? What is it for? Who is it for? And I want to show you a wonderful truth today. Number one, forgiveness is not saying, I'm sorry. You know, asking for forgiveness is not being sorry for what was done. Sorrow may be because one got caught doing wrong, not because they're truly seeking forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't have to have any emotion attached to it. You know, sorrow over doing something, or sorrow because you were caught doing wrong, doesn't mean that forgiveness is automatic. So forgiveness is not saying, I'm sorry. Forgiveness and sorrow really are not related. So forgiveness is not saying, I'm sorry. Number two, forgiveness is not for the violator, it is for the violated. What I mean is this: forgiveness is for the one who has been wronged, not for the wrongdoer. It is so, forgiveness is so that a relationship can be restored. It is the wronged person, the person who wrong has been done to, giving the wrongdoer the benefit of not revisiting the offense. You know, it is God who forgives us. God didn't do wrong. Man did. When we get saved, God forgives us. He says, I am not going to go back and revisit the wrong you've done. I'm going to wipe it clear. We need to learn to give before people offend us. That's the very nature of the word forgive. The word prefix for means before. you give before. God commandeth his love toward us before we were sinners. Christ died for us. You see, he, in his own eternal state before man even sinned, the plan of salvation was available. And Jesus said, if it ever does happen, I'll pay the price. And God took Jesus's word for that. You see, forgiveness is for the one who has been wronged. And that's so that that person doesn't have a bad attitude. God forgives us so that he doesn't have to be bitter with us. You know, you have to decide not to revisit wrongdoing. It's kind of like after you've hurt yourself and you get a scab, picking that scab off all the time does not allow the wound to heal properly. That's exactly what forgiveness is. It's allowing the wound to heal and not revisiting it. Forgiveness restores a relationship. Number three, bitterness is unresolved forgiveness. Bitterness is someone who keeps revisiting the hurt. Forgiving does not mean forgetting. It means choosing not to revisit. It's interesting in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. God doesn't say he forgets. He says that he will not remember, to cause to bring to memory again. He says it again in Hebrews 10, 17, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. God says in Psalm 103, verse 11, for as the heaven is high above and the earth so great, and his mercy toward them that fear him, as far as the east is from the west, so hath he removed our transgression from us. God does not have amnesia. He chooses not to revisit our wrongdoing, which allows God to not become bitter with us, and his forgiveness keeps him from getting bitter with us. God's forgiveness is absolute. By the way, ours should be also. So, number four, forgiveness gives you strength and healing. You know, Psalm 103, verse number 5 says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Focus on the good things God has done for you. You know, maybe when somebody wounds us, we ought to focus on the good and not the wound. It's amazing. We can stub our toe, and that little toe can hurt an entire body. It is the smallest and the farthest away from our head, but yet we'll focus on that sore toe and realize that 99.9% of our body is fine. Maybe we ought to focus on what good we have instead of focusing on what has violated us. God says we should talk about good things. Talk about good topics. Don't focus on bad topics. Don't respond to critics. You overcome evil by doing good. It doesn't mean that you always do good to the evildoer, but you do good. You know, you need mass doses of scripture when forgiveness is needed to be given. He hath made known his ways, Psalm 103, verse number 7 says, unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Those are recorded in the Bible, and we need to read it. We need to read the Bible for wisdom in those days. And there is a cleansing in forgiveness. You know, the blood of Christ cleanses us, and we can be cleansed with our forgiveness. It's not for the wrongdoer. It's for the one wronged. Let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.